pleasure to have you both in the studio. Thanks so much.
And great to be here.
Welcome to town, by the way.
We're excited to have you here.
So let me come to you first, Jonathan. You formed the band Broken Walls more than 20 years ago.
1995, I got the vision to do it, yeah.
Introduce us to Broken Walls, if you don't mind.
Okay, well, I went to a gathering one day, and it was in Ottawa, which is the capital of Canada. And while I was at the gathering, there was an elder speaking, and he was talking about the walls of bitterness that are built in the hearts of Indigenous people around the world. And he was saying how these walls of bitterness must be broken in order to bring strength and, you know, honesty and honor back to mankind, basically, he was saying. And it was a big thing he was speaking about. But as he was talking about these walls of bitterness being broken, I had a vision to see these walls broken. And I'm a musician, so it came through my music, and I wrote a song right on the spot that I sang, and then this wonderful time of forgiveness began to happen among about 800 people of various religions and cultures. All were in the room, and they began confessing their attitudes towards one another and asking for forgiveness of one another in a public situation. And so, to me, that was a groundbreaking foundational experience to build a future on. And I've been doing it over 21 years now.
21 years.
Yeah.
Bill, I'm going to come over to you. You are a member of Broken Walls, but you're also the president of an organization called Carry the Cure. Can you introduce us to that?
Sure. Well, Carry the Cure was inspired by the Iditarod. And most Alaskans know that the Iditarod is actually a celebration of another race, the Great Sirim Race of 1925, which in western Alaska and the Nome area, there was an epidemic of diphtheria that threatened to wipe out the village and the people there. But they developed a serum, they developed a cure, and brave dog mushers risked their lives to carry that serum across the Yukon River. And so years ago, Carry the Cure was doing a suicide prevention school assembly in Nome, and just remembering, wow, you know, this race that we're watching these mushers, you know, finish, that race began like I just described. And so we were there doing suicide prevention, and we thought, wow, there's another epidemic in Alaska today, and it's depression, it's suicide, but there's a cure. So we need to carry the cure to the villages of Alaska. So that's what inspired it. So we've been carrying a message of life, hope, and destiny over all the people of Alaska. And it's really, its roots, of course, is in the gospel, that each person is fearfully and wonderfully and beautifully created. And so we carry that message, in different ways all throughout Alaska. And now, since I've been a drummer with Broken Walls for about 9 years, we've been taking it all around the world.
Jonathan, how does the music enhance or help amplify the message?
Oh, it brings a real strength to it, because music has a very emotional aspect to it. And you know, when Bill does the Carry the Cure program, he appeals to the hearts of the young people and says, you know, let's change. Let's bring, let's see a future. Let's bring honor back to who we are. Let's honor our ancestors, and let's honor the land, and let's honor one another. And when we do that, and then Bill is like one of my favorite drummers in the world. And when Bill plays his drums, he draws the attention of the people. And the young people listen to him, and they admire what he does. And so they're completely willing to listen to what he has to say, too, after that. Because if you can play drums that good, then you must have something good inside you, you know? And so he does. He releases this great passion. And the drum is a unifying force that seems to call to all Native people. And it helps to, you know, when we play, you'll see how we start off with the drum, and the drum just kind of has this uniqueness of bringing a oneness into the room where we think together.
Awesome. You're soon to release your 9th studio album. Tell us about it, and any chance we could get a sneak preview before it comes out?
Yeah. The album is called The Path, and we're talking about a path that we follow that leads us to being a strong part of our community that leads us to having an understanding of who our Creator is. The song that we'll give you is called Now Is the Time.
It's time to give. It's time for giving of what you have inside. It's a call to all people to join our hands together and sing a new song.
That'll do it for this week's show. You can find this and past episodes of Bristol Bay and Beyond at the KDLG website. I'm Dave Benninger. Thanks to Molly Dishner and Hannah Colton for their help this week. And also thanks to my guests here from Broken Walls, Jonathan Miracle and Bill Pagaran. You played us in. Do you mind playing us out?
That'd be awesome. Yeah, we can do that.
Bye-bye, everybody. We'll see you back here next week.